Blind Cool Tech 52, July 22nd, 2005. Hey y'all, how is everybody? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. We're going to talk about the iRiver IFP-899 MP3 player / recorder this morning. On our way to work, and try to give you a little bit of a demo of it once we get to work and go through the menus. A bit of microphone noise here. Let's see what we can do about that. That's probably better. Yeah. Okay. And we've also got some email to go through. Sorry I have not been able to get a Blind Cool Tech out in the last day or two. I have been feeling a little bit under the weather. I guess it was Tuesday. I actually went home from work early, and I don't do that very often. I didn't even go to bowling Tuesday night, and I do that even less often. I mean, I don't not do that. How many negatives can we get into this sentence here? I usually go to bowling, let's put it that way. Yeah, I came down with, I guess it must be a summer cold, so if you hear some sniffling and so forth on the way, please excuse me. I just, the last few days, I feel really tired about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Tuesday, I actually came home and I went and laid down on the couch, slept till about 6. Got up, went to bed about 9, and slept straight through. So I'm actually feeling a little bit better. We got a lot of, lot of email. Different people, you know, saying how much they like the show and wanting recommendations on how to do their own podcast and so forth. And we're going to try to cover a lot of this morning before we get to the iRiver review. Oh, I hear the recycling truck out there picking up the recycle bins. Here in Louisville, we have these big orange-yellow recycle bins, and you put your cans and your, well, anything recyclable in them and put them out on Friday morning. At least in this neighborhood, it's Friday morning. So on the way to work, we'll be dodging those a little bit, too. If people put them out on their sidewalk. I always put mine out on the curb, and you know, in the street, right on the curb. But not everybody does that. We had it's a nice, cool morning this morning, relatively speaking, very humid. We had a pretty good storm come through here last night. So I may actually put a little rain hat on to keep the branches from getting me too darn wet. Well, I'm going to go ahead and go in and get Jake saddled up, and we'll hit the road. There's Jakesters. Hey, buddy. You ready to go, little guy? Put my earphone in my little backpack, my earbuds, that is. Thank you. adjust the air conditioner here and there. And I am going to reach in this closet and get my rain hat. I have a pocket of my raincoat. I don't think I need the whole raincoat. Stream won't touch our microphone. Come on, little buddy.
You're a good doggy. Alright. Put the leash on. And the harness. We are ready to rock and roll, huh, Jack?
Traffic shouldn't be quite as bad. Boy, got one email from another fellow that had a guide dog named Jake, and he says his is quite a bit wilder than my Jake, but I don't think so. This Jake here is extremely wild. In fact, you know, if I don't walk him, well, ideally 4 miles a day, two to work and two back, I can't stand him. Good boy, though, buddy. Took a ride on Grinstead. We're gonna have some. Okay, he's slowing down. Going into the grass to get around some recycle bins. We're gonna have some low hanging branches like that. I'm just gonna duck low. Worst of it's right through here. Once you get on Frankfort Avenue, the branches aren't going to be quite as low. Okay, little buddy. Good boy. Good doggy. That's it. Good boy. So like I said, this guy says his Jake is a little wilder than mine, but I have trouble believing that because this one, first day I had him when we were still at the Seeing Eye, well no, it wasn't the first day, I guess, it was when they gave us the toys. It might have been the first day. It doesn't matter. I tossed a little, little Nyla bone for him, and he I was sitting on the edge of the bed, and he came running back and just threw his whole body into me, head first. And, you know, when he jumps up on you, he just puts all his weight into it. He's a brute. And it's funny to contrast that with Freddie, my golden retriever who had just retired, well, a year ago. You know, he was always so gentle, still is. You know, if he jumps on you, he just barely touches you. They're all different. Ooh, this hill is winding me. I'm not fully recovered yet. Maybe this weekend will give me some rest. Good boy, Jakey. He's a good dog. That's quite a hill. We're coming up to Frankfort Avenue. I'm taking a left. Look a sight with my rain hat on and short sleeve and shorts. That's all right though. And talking to myself. So we had some emails about a couple of people wanting to know recommendations for handheld recorders, and I wasn't clear whether they were talking about, you know, some high quality recording like this. Well, I don't know if you call this high quality, but higher quality than what you get from what I call a little note taker digital recorder. Good boy. Jake does a really good job at getting me through these branches. This actually would be the ideal time to do some trimming, except you would get soaked doing it. Of course, because the weight of the water pulls the branches down a little lower. Good boy, little buddy. And then, of course, there's the two recorders, the note taker kind and the MP3 kind. I'm really interested myself in finding a high quality portable means of recording, like sound seeing tours. If you're not familiar with those, you know, that's just, well, we've done a few of them on this show, like going through the exhibit hall at NFB, and Liz and I walked down Frankfort Avenue. I think y'all even had dinner with us one night at a Cajun place over here. So I picked up this iRiver IFP 899 on Wednesday, I believe it was. We heard Michael McCarty talking about it on the Fred's Head episode of Blind Cool Tech. And I've heard other people use it in other podcasts. The Audio Collectives. There's a couple of men, Dave and Rachel, that have taken a couple of good sound seeing tours. In fact, one I was about to listen to is a Riot on Air Balloons. I'm anxious to hear that one. And I did a little canoe trip. The recordings came out really well. And I don't know whether they were using an external microphone or not. I'm using one right now. I tried it with the built-in mic on this device, and it sounds okay. I recorded a meeting yesterday with it. I believe the results are a little better with the external. The interesting thing is, there's actually a... Well, let me describe this device. I will say there's a setting for external mic. So you just plug it into the line-in jack. And then you don't have to have the amplified mic like you do for the Arcos. And of course the advantage of this device over something like the Arcos is this is all solid state. Plus, it has a lock switch. So, oh, where are you going, little guy? How about... I don't know what he went around there. Good boy, though, I guess. Yeah, good doggy.
Hi.
I'm actually wearing this device on my arm right now. It comes with a sort of... Good morning. It comes with an elastic band. And I've got the microphone into the line-in jack wrapped around the back of my neck and then clipped to my collar. Hopefully it's arranged where it does not rub on my shirt and create all kinds of mic noise. Gee, I keep getting into this review before I finish with the email. One other couple of email comments we had is our levels are too low. Still, now the person that wrote the email did not mention which shows he had listened to because he tried to get those raised up in later ones, but. How our success has been. I think I've mentioned I'm no audio engineer by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm having fun learning. And one of the things I'm finding out is that you can spend a lot of money on this stuff if you want to. Excuse me. I warned ya. He's a good talkie. He's a good talkie. So yeah, if you could, you know, if you have an issue with the levels, you know, if you could let us know which show you're referring to, because I really believe some of them we've done better on. One thing that complicates this for me at work is that the quality of that sound card I have there is really poor. And then the one I have at home, I hadn't tried the Media Center one yet. But the one I have down in the basement, my main kind of working computer. Good boy. Is also pretty poor quality. Plus the fan on that computer is so noisy that it's distracting. So, I have actually decided to get a new quiet computer. Hey, but I don't know. You know, it's not going to be any time in the next week or two anyway. Just save up a couple of dollars. In my old age, I have decided that credit is a bad, bad thing. So I don't do credit. Except my mortgage, that's the only credit I have at the moment. Well, I have credit cards that I use and pay them off at the beginning of the, or, you know, as soon as the bill's due, to avoid the interest and stuff. So I'm actually anxious to try this, the sound card in the media center, because it's got, the media center computer's got a couple of RCA jacks on the front of it for a audio in, left and right channel, and a video in even. So the only thing is, such a poor environment in my living room with that air conditioner going. And then I also realized my office is a pretty poor environment for recording, too. You can hear these drills going in the background, and all kind of things going down the hall. Air conditioner blowing on the microphone, so. But we're working on these things. And I presume I'm probably going to need to get some kind of limiter to try to get these levels up without doing a lot of clipping. Hey, you wouldn't be sniffing, would you, little buddy? Well, I didn't think so. Oh, it feels good out here this morning. It has been miserable this week. The humidity's in the 90s. The temperature's been in the 90s. And it's going to be that again today, too. I think our heat index is supposed to get to like 110 today. So, we're going to be walking really slow on the way home. Really slow. So, one of the emails, Mickey wanted to know what kind of tuner card to get if you want to set up a media center. And all I can say is don't get whatever I got in mind, which, man, I think it was the Miro DC-30, and it's just one that came in it. You know, I bought one of these HP ones last February, and everything seemed okay. I upgraded it from Media Center 02 to 04, fine. But then, when I went to go to Media Center 05, oh, the nightmares began. We must have reinstalled that 5 times. And I'm still not using 05, even though I really, really want to. So, this next computer that I'm going to buy for downstairs is either going to be a pre-built Media Center one, or I'm going to build it up with standard parts. And, you know, a decent sound card, of course. You can hear our talking clock sign here. I'll go ahead and press it for our direction. We're going to cross Ewing. You're a good doggy. Yes, you are. Go forward. And a so, in short, I don't know exactly what card to get. I would say go on to eopinions.com. That's what I'm going to be doing. And, you know, trying to get some recommendations from people that have actually had them and used them. I know one thing I want to make sure I do this time, too, is get one with multiple tuners on it. And, you know, I really kind of wonder why I even do that, because I'm not that big of a TV fan, but what I wouldn't mind doing is capturing shows and extracting the audio and sending them to the book port. Because I really don't want to be sitting around in front of my computer watching this stuff. I just can't sit still long enough, I don't know. So a good automated process to do that would be very useful. And I've read about some people doing just that, so I know it's possible. Even though these recordings are in a Windows proprietary format, I think the extension is MSDVR or something like that. So it's filename.msdvr. I do play in Windows Media Player. And in Media Center, of course. So, Mickey, I guess my recommendation is don't ask me. check the web out, and if you come up with some good recommendations, please let us know. I've had another email about a guy asking about, well, it wasn't clear whether he hadn't heard how I do the, running iPodder and having it send directly to the flash card, or if he was, had his download folder right on the hard disk for iPodder. Ooh, low branch. But I can go through that right quick. In iPodder, if you just go to under the file menu, I think it's called options there. You want to set your download folder. Now, this is assuming you have an external flashcard reader. So you take your flashcard out of your book port, put it in this reader, and then run iPodder. Set your output folder to your capture folder, that flashcard reader, and then iPodder just directly downloads everything onto that flashcard. And if you want to leave it overnight or however you want to do it, but then you exit iPodder, put the flashcard into your book port, and then when you're through with an episode, you just delete it. Now, I think what he was talking about is how do you get rid of them on your hard disk if you're doing them that way. And there's a couple of ways. I'm not sure iPodder has this, but I know I believe it does too. I know PPR Prime Time Podcast Receiver has an option where you can delete shows, after X many days. And I think iPodder has that too. That's one feature I don't really care to use, though, because, I like to, I don't like it to delete them before I get to a chance to check them out. But I can see that if you're, capturing a bunch of them and don't have time to get to them, that is a viable option. And of course, the other way too is just to delete them by hand once you're through with them. But like I say, I think the coolest one, hey there, I think the coolest way is to put them to that flashcard reader, read them in your book port, and then delete the show when you're through with it. The book port has a new delete folder command too, which, you know, makes it easy to delete a whole series of shows. One of the things too, I think I mentioned, I want to add to the book port is this idea of a playlist, so you don't have to go from folder to folder to listen to the shows. And we had another email from actually a good friend of mine. And she mentioned that it was kind of a shame about the street talk demo we did, because in her opinion, the competition to that is a much better GPS package, and I can't agree, or I at least I won't say that I agree or disagree with either of the opinions. And, you know, this also brings up the point, this is why, you know, all the opinions and views and products that we mention on this show are, you know, solely my own information passing and don't represent any kind of endorsement by APH, or even that APH expresses the same opinions about anything that I say. This is just a, hey there, way to get some information out to you guys. So what I do want to say though is please do send in a good sound seeing tour of using any GPS system or any cool device, and we'd be happy to play it on the show. You know, the more information we can have, the better we all are. Or better off we all are, I should say. I'm crossing the tracks. Jake is a good doggy. Okay, I think that pretty well covers the email. So, let's talk about the Eye River. I just reached over and touched it, and I noticed the earphone jack's a little wet. Probably shouldn't have been wearing it on my arm in these conditions. I hope it'll survive. So, this Eye River is about, oh, what, 2.5, 3 inches tall, inch and a half wide, tiny little thing. It's got an earphone jack on the top. On the left side, it's got a line-in jack where I've got the microphone plugged into. And a slide switch to lock the other controls. In fact, it was kind of funny. Yesterday, I had that lock switch on there. I was listening to a file from the PC, you know, looking at this thing like a drive. And Roger was looking at the screen, and there's this big button with a finger pointing to it and a cross through it. And I had unplugged the device while we were listening. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. So we thought we really screwed it up. And I had just, you know, updated the firmware and everything, which you need to do, by the way, to get this to show up as a drive on your computer. And I'll put the link for the file download in the show notes. But then it finally dawned on me, oh yeah, it's locked, and that means that the buttons aren't going to work. So it was okay. Anyway, on the right side of this device, at the top is the USB port. Then there are three buttons. and they are labeled, I believe, on, EQ, and mode. Then on the face of the device is a joystick, typical five position thing with the, you know, each direction plus in. And to turn the thing on, you press the top button on the side once, and then you press it again to start playing. Now what you're going to be playing is one of four different things. Good boy. We just missed the light. So you're either going to be playing MP3 files, FM radio, voice recordings, or line-in recordings. And the way you set what you're going to be playing is to hold in the record key, the bottom key on the right, for a couple of seconds, and then use the joystick to go down arrow to one of the four positions. And of course you can't really tell where you're at, you know, audibly, except that usually what you can do is press play, and you can tell if you're in the MP3 files because you'll be playing your MP3 files, or if you're in the FM, you'll hear the radio. If you're in the voice recordings, of course, you'll hear any voice recordings you made, and if you're in the line-in, you'll hear any... Actually, you'll hear both things you recorded. Hey, how are you? Hadn't seen you in a while. Yeah.
Did you hear those storms last night?
Sure did. That was awful, wasn't it? Yeah, you too. So, you'll either hear things you recorded from the microphone or things you recorded from the FM radio. Now, this is set up too. There's a whole menu structure that you get to do settings and so forth. And you can set up schedules to record shows off the radio at certain times. None of that's accessible. I hadn't even tried to deal with that. But what I will do is at the end of this, show, we'll go through those menus with you. Just in case you have one of these and you'd like to know. So, to record something, well, let's start with playing something. You just press the top right-hand key, and depending on which of those four modes you're in, you'll be playing the files respectively, and it seems like the MP3 files get stored in the root of the folder. The voice recordings get stored in a folder called voice. And then the line-in recordings. Oh man, I forgot the name of that folder. It might be line-in. Could be. No, it might be recordings. One of those. And then to record on either one of those. Well, I don't think you can actually record on the MP3s, but if you were on the MP3s and you wanted to do voice recordings with the built-in mic, you would hold in your record button for a couple seconds, hit two downs on the joystick. Good boy. And then you can either press the play key or push in on the joystick. And then you'll be in your voice recordings folder, and then you can play those just with the play key. And of course the joystick, the up and down move you from file to file and left and right, alter your volume. So then to record something, just press the record key. And to stop it, you press record again, or you can pause it with the play key. And then once it's stopped, of course, you can just play it with the play key. Now, let's talk about this line-in. Because I'll show you an example of the built-in mic. It's good. It's just not quite as good as I would like. And I may do a show this weekend just on the built-in mic, just to give you an example. I really wish, too, that the people in the Audio Collectives podcast, is Dave and Rachel. I wish that, I've seen them handling the iRiver, and it doesn't seem like they're using the microphone, but their recordings are really good. So anyway, this line-in aspect is really interesting, because you can either record line-in from a CD player or whatever, and it'll actually, you can go into the settings and have it break up the tracks based on silence. And interesting thing is, if you have a microphone plugged in and you have it set to external mic, you can listen with the earphones and you'll hear through the mic, so you know you're there. Then you just press record and it starts recording. We just turned into the driveway at APH. And we're here early again. Let's see what time it is. I bet it's probably just barely after 7. Well, later than I thought. I guess we were walking slow this morning. Hey, Perry, Martha.
How's it going?
Good. How y'all doing?
I like your hat.
I'm styling, ain't I?
Yeah.
What guy's that, Perry? What guy's that? A what? Oh. I knew somebody might comment about my hat. Take that off. Right. Now that we are in the building, oh, much cooler in here. So, you can also use the line in with that same microphone. In fact, I'm using the microphone that I bought for the Arcos, except without the boost, the little battery part that brings the microphone up to the line-in level. And that's, again, because I have this setting in these menus to use external microphone. Good boy. Ooh, it's hot in this stairwell. Another thing I really like about this, too, it seems like, you can avoid the problems I've had with that Arcos of accidentally pressing buttons or, having the hard disk shook up too much, because this is all solid state, but with that lock button. Oddly enough, the on-off switch seems to work with the slide switch in the locked position. We're at my office here. Good morning, fellas. Okay, we're going to give you those menus here in a minute, and some voicemail, and we'll call it a show. Let me give you a demo of how this works in how this iRiver works in, you know, real life situation. So I'm going to plug the earphone jack, maybe. Well, I should have had this ready before I start. Here it is. I'm going to plug this into the earphone jack. Then if we just press the play key, we get nothing. So,
how do you know this? No, yeah, we do. Okay.
So this was just a test recording we made. We go from to the next file. Turn it up a little. Next file.
While some morning commuters have expressed defiance, saying they won't be...
And the next one. We go back. So we can stop it. And we can hold down the mode key. Press the down arrow once, and we should be in our MP3 files. And we'll press play. Well, we didn't even have to press play. I pressed play to select it. And you get beeps when you move file to file here. Turn this down. So next file. Next file. No, I think I've only got three files in here. Yeah. So we'll stop that. And then if you hold down the mode key again, go down one, press play, we should be in the FM tuner.
There is some sort of link, but at the moment, obviously, police aren't giving full details, but it's certainly, some reports are that a man, as he enters the tube, drops a rucksack, but that has yet to be fully confirmed.
Down for one key.
Steve Bird, thank you very much.
Down, no problem. Jog, and then play, and we're in the recordings. Well, let's hit play again, maybe. Yeah.
Buying Cool Tech 52.
That was just a sample of a recording I started to make the other morning. I'll go ahead and make a recording. So we're actually recording right now on the device. I'll stop it, and then we can play it.
So we're actually recording right now on the device.
So then I hold down the play to actually shut the unit off. So that's the basic functionality of it.
Okay. Go ahead and turn it on and get her going.
Yeah, so this is a 1.29 firmware, and be sure and tell the people what keystrokes you're hitting too. So to get into the menus, you push in on the jog wheel.
Well, first you turn it on.
Yeah.
And then you push in.
And there's like six items at first, right? There's general and...
Let me get there. I can't get to it. I need to turn it off, turn the button on.
Oh, it's not locked, is it? Mm-hmm. On the side? Okay.
No, that was unique. Okay. Now it starts with voice, MP3. This is in voice 00 MP3, voice 001 MP3. And that's not what I wanted, so let me hold it down. It's changing the volume. I don't want that.
Wait, let me see. Are you holding the jog down?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Didn't get to any of the menus.
If you just.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. How did you do that? I couldn't do that.
You just press it straight in for like 2 seconds.
I did. Okay, your first menu is general, then display, then timer, then control, which is what I'm calling tools, then mode, then sound. So they're all the same.
And then you keep going down and you go back up to general, right?
Right.
It always starts on general.
Mm-hmm.
So if you press in on the jog, you'll open up general.
Yeah, pressing in. Now I got resume, language, load default. format and FW firmware upgrade. Then I press my stop button to get out of that. I go from general to display, pressing on the jog. I got backlight, LCD contrast, visualization, scroll speed, tag information, playtime info, battery select, and then back.
All right.
Get out of that, hit the stop, go to the timer, hit the jog, press in on the jog, sleep power on, off, sleep power, stop power off, set time, alarm slash record, set alarm, tuner reservation.
Okay.
And then back up to sleep power. Mm-hmm. Now that one, go into the control. Fast skip, scan speed, voice recording mode, voice auto detection, tuner recording mode, line in recording mode, line in volume, line in auto sync, line in slash X mic, external mic, adjust playback speed, and then back to fast skip.
Hey, could you go into that fast skip for me? I think I'm going to set that on.
Okay, fast skip. You have fast forward slash RW skip. I guess that's rewind.
Yeah.
And right now you have directory. Now you have off. Now you have 10. I don't know what directory all.
I don't know what any of that means.
And I didn't take the book home.
Okay. Well, we'll just skip that for now then.
Get out of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Going back into the main menu. Then you go to mode. And there you have repeat mode, shuffle mode, intro mode, study home, pardon, study mode, name.
Okay.
Going back to the main menu, next to sound, you have extreme EQ, extreme 3D, DBE setting, 3D EQ setting, sound balance, EQ limit, EQ select, beep volume, fade in.
Okay.
And it returns back to extreme EQ.
All right.
And that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Raj.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And finally, we're going to go through our voicemail. If you would like to make a comment about the show, the number is 206-984-9203.
Hi, Larry. My name is Edward Alonzo. I'm from a very small town in Arkansas. It's called Piggott, Arkansas. And I just wanted to call and congratulate you on the awesome work that you're doing on your podcast. I absolutely love them. Just downloaded quite a few of them today. Today being, let's see, what is today?
No.
Let's just take a look here.
I'm on July 19th, 2005.
Okay, July 19th, and absolutely, totally enjoying it. I could totally live your lifestyle. I like the way you do your casts and the way you just kind of have a relaxed way of doing them, and I definitely look forward to more more podcasts. And I'm also into audio production myself. Just recently moved to Arkansas, and I just got married about 3 months ago in April to a girl that's also blind, and I just recently got into this podcasting myself, and want to say what an awesome job, like I said, that you're doing, and definitely keep up the good work. And if there's anything that you'd need any help with, or if I can contribute anything, please let me know. My email address is edwardalonzo@cox.net. So just let me know, and I'll be happy to help you out in any way I can. Thanks so much, and have a super day.
All right. Thank you, Edward. Appreciate the offer, and definitely if you have a piece you would like to contribute, please do so. You can upload such pieces to ftp://bct@skular.onlinestoragesolution.com. Use BCT as the username and submit as the password. Drop me an email if you do, so I'll be sure and know it's there, and love to play any submissions you have. And good luck on the audio engineering. I know I'm having a blast learning about all this stuff, and congratulations on the marriage.
Hello, my name is John Stiers. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon, and a couple of comments. I like your podcast, although I'm downloading just the MP3 files because I've not been able to get any of the podcatchers I've tried to download to work right, unfortunately, and I don't know if it's because I'm only using Windows ME, which is possible. A comment too about the book port. One of the suggestions that I have for it, Larry, is you might consider not only giving us format 4 for audible.com, but also format 3. Number one, I can't tell the difference between the two, even with a headset when I'm playing books. And format 3 would give us a lot more room because they're smaller compressed files, which is something you might want to think about doing. But I really like your Blind Cool Tech podcasts, and keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate the comments there. I'm not sure that iPodder does work on ME. That's a good question. We'll have to look into that a little bit. As far as Format 3 on the Audible files, that really came down to a situation of having to pay royalties to be able to decode them and invest the time into writing the software to support that and putting hardware in the book port. And, you know, unfortunately, the reality is our market is so small that we can't really invest a lot. You know, we were kind of hoping that the price of memory cards would come down enough to make it viable to be able to use the Format 4. So that's the reason we're not doing 3 at the moment. Not to say we never will be, but that's what's happening for now. All right, next one.
Hi, Larry Skukon. This is Lino Morales from Bakersfield, California. Just wanted to give you a quick comment on your podcast. You filled up my hard drive, man. I did want to say that I am glad that you and your fellow employees, compadres, of American Printing House of the Blind are doing this, and I am very happy to hear what you've presented us so far. One comment I do have is you really do need to fix your volume leveling to record your podcast. I'm having to turn up WinApp way high, and I could barely hear you at times, so I'll just offer you some constructive criticism here. Your volume levels are way too low. But other than that, I've enjoyed all the podcasts that I have. I'm very behind on listening to your shows. But I just want to let you know, recently, a lot of your podcasts that I have heard, your volume levels are way low. Keep up the good work, and good luck to everybody at APH. So all the good work that each and every one of you do. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, again, we appreciate the comments. I do realize that the levels were low. If you do find some that are right, let me know, or let me know exactly which ones are low. I know the ones in the beginning were low, and we've tried to improve that, so hopefully we're heading in the right direction. All right, that's going to do it for us today on Blind Cool Tech. You can drop us an email at blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203. Our website is aph.org/tech/bct.htm. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. I'm Larry Skutkan for Blind Cool Tech.